I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The West worries that the Iranians' nuclear program is a front, that they're aiming not to generate power, as they claim, but to get the bomb. And so the U.S. and its allies proposed a deal. They said Iran could ship its already enriched uranium abroad to be converted for use in a reactor that makes medical isotopes. But Tehran may be backing away from that idea. An Iranian official hinted as much before international talks began today in Vienna. Jonathan Marcus is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent. He's in London. So tell us about this deal that's on the table, Jonathan.
Well, it's a fascinating proposal. It stems from the big meeting that the six major powers in Iran had at the start of this month. And the idea is, as you suggested, that Iran would ship its low-enriched material outside of the country, probably to Russia, where it would be enriched up to a slightly higher level. The French would be involved. They'd actually turn that material into the fuel rods, and then that load of fuel would be returned back to Iran.
So what's in it for Iran? What's in this whole deal for Iran? Because, I mean, if you go by what they say, there's a lot of talk about sovereignty and this is our program. We get to do with it what we want. Don't worry. We're not going to build a bomb. What's in it in this deal for Iran?
Clearly, there is a problem for the Iranians because the Iranians, on the one hand, say that they have every right to enrich uranium as a member of the non-proliferation treaty regime. The West, of course, says, and the IAEA and the Security Council says they don't because at the moment they are not in good standing. But assume standing questions surrounding their nuclear activities, the Iranians say we have every entitlement to enrich. What this deal would do is it would both affirm that right by allowing the Iranians to enrich up to a certain point, but obviously it would then transfer the material abroad for further enrichment, thus opening up the Iranian program to a much more intrusive inspection, I'm sure, but also fundamentally making sure that the Iranians were not going that much further in the enrichment process, which is something clearly that the outside world wants to restrict.
And what's in the deal for the West, as you indicated already, is a possibility to move some of that low-enriched uranium out of Iran. Remind us what the deal is with low-enriched uranium. Why is it a good thing for the West to get that out of Iran?
Well, the essential problem here, and it's a fundamental problem in terms of the whole non-proliferation regime, is that countries believe that if they've signed the treaty, they are entitled to make their own nuclear fuel. And to do that, you need to get low-enriched uranium, maybe up to an enrichment level of about 20%. The problem, of course, is that if you carried on using the self-same technologies, you could get highly enriched uranium, which is the building block for a nuclear weapon. The machinery, the processes, the industrial plant is all exactly the same. And so the benefit for the West would be in the short term to get a significant quantity of Iran's low-enriched material out of the country. But also, as I say, potentially this could be a model for trying to bring this long-running saga over Iran's wider enrichment activities to an end.
Right, and I suspect that as these talks unfold in the coming months and even years, there will be encouraging and discouraging signs as they go along.
Well, there will be, but of course, I don't think they're going to take years. I mean, the problem with all of this, as the Obama administration has made clear, is that it's one thing to offer a hand of engagement to the Iranians, but that can't simply be an excuse for the Iranians to play for time, to carry on their enrichment activities, and potentially, as some critics would see it, to get ever closer to the point where they might be able to break out and have some kind of military program. I think the Americans have made it very clear that this is a serious offer of engagement. There are serious things now on the table. And as I say, this is one of the most interesting ideas that has been put to the Iranians, I think. But the signal equally from Washington and indeed from other European capitals is that this cannot be dragged out. The Iranians have to decide whether they want to pursue this diplomatic track seriously.
And Jonathan, all things remaining equal, what is the latest estimate as to when Iran could have nuclear capability?
It's very hard to say. I mean, one has to say, of course, they say that they have no desire to have a bomb-making program. There's a lot of evidence that they have done some work towards a military program in the past. But I think, 5 to 10 years away is the sort of time when most of the experts now believe Iran could have some kind of military program if it wanted.
Jonathan Marcus, the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.